We got a fire off County Road D7, 2 miles west of the Canyon Ridge intersection. Suggest we dispatch fire crews. Over. This is Deputy Wright. Do you copy? Son of a...
Sorry to disturb you, sir, but we've picked up an unidentified bogey. I think you should see the replay for yourself.
It tripped the fence at 2317 off the coast of Connecticut, sir.
Initial trajectory was north by northwest. Then it started going crazy.
What about other aircraft in the area or missile testing?
Sir, no known aircraft can maneuver like this.
Well, whatever it was, dropped off the screen at 2418, sir. Hit ground just west of Lake Michigan outside Townsend, Wisconsin.
The tracking and impact prediction team calculated impact at over 800 miles per hour.
I've instructed Chief Kors to start a report right away. Use these radar tapes to support...
Negative. What she tracked was a meteor. Its aberrant movement was obviously due to instrument malfunction.
But, sir...
Your report will reflect these facts. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Good. Code Indigo Delta Echo Niner. I have a confirmed fallen angel in Sector 87. Mobilize Operation Falcon immediately.
Until the government investigation now underway is completed. Government officials remain vague about the toxic cargo that has caused the immediate evacuation of Townsend, Wisconsin's 12,000 residents. Speculation here has centered on a shipment of toxic waste.
Then what happened out there if it wasn't a train wreck?
Mr. Mulder, the continental United States is surrounded by an electronic fence that reaches 15,000 miles into space. We use it to track and monitor the 7,087 man-made objects that orbit the Earth. Last night at 2317, that fence was breached. This morning at 0100, Operation Falcon went into effect. Led by Colonel Calvin Henderson, the Air Force's premier reclamations expert.
Reclamations?
During the Cold War, his job was to prevent technologies from downed U.S. aircraft from getting into Soviet hands.
He's part of a crash retrieval unit.
Quick response. I'd say you have 24 hours before the entire area is sanitized. After that, be like nothing ever happened.
Thank you.
It's going to be dark in a half hour.
We had a flat outside the perimeter, sir.
There's a general briefing at 2200 hours. We'll first go to headquarters for live rounds.
Live rounds, sir?
You got a problem with that?
No, sir. We were told that this was just a drill.
They told you wrong.
Sir. Okay, everyone out! Come on, people, light it fire! Hey,
you just made the worst mistake of your life, Agent Mulder.
I think you knocked out a felon.
I'll see to it that you pay the price for putting my men at risk.
Since when does taking pictures put anyone's life at risk?
You violated a U.S. government quarantine, and that's a federal crime.
That's a quarantine? Is that what you call this?
We're trying to contain an ecological disaster.
It's a lot of firepower just to protect Mother Nature.
I have my orders, and the license to execute them as I see fit. I suggest you forget what you saw or what you think you saw for your own well-being.
We've got a down craft in those woods, sir. And troops carrying live rounds.
We both know what's out there.
Come on, move it. That's right, buddy. Get going. Get in.
MUFON or QFOS? Do you mind if I sit down? Oh, let me guess. You're with that new group. Psycop, right? Say no more. You're a cautious man. Trust no one. Very wise. After what happened at JFK, I understand completely. Oh, let me introduce myself. My name's Max Fennig. I'm with the National Investigative Committee of Aerial Phenomenon. NICAP. please to make your acquaintance. I wish we could shake on it, you know. Firm grip, look right in the eye. You learn a lot about a guy that way. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Did you see anything? Did you get close? Me, I saw nothing. I didn't see anything. Not a zip. 100 yards past the roadblock, they nailed me. Have no idea how they did it. I'm telling you, it's like the Roswell cover-up all over again.
What makes you so sure there's something out there?
Same thing that makes you so sure?
Service.
This isn't funny, Mulder.
Do you mean Max?
Who?
Max from NICAP. Well, they must have released him. Another intrepid soul in search of a close encounter.
Is that what this is about?
What else?
Try explaining that to Section Chief McGrath. He stepped over Blevins, ordering a full inquiry with a recommendation. Mulder, he wants to shut down the X-Files, and he wants you out of the Bureau.
Now, what else is new?
I don't understand you, Mulder. Why you're always defying protocol, ignoring jurisdiction.
Because I know what I saw, Scully. There weren't train tracks anywhere near that site, so how could it have been a derailed container?
Because it wasn't. What you saw was not a toxic spill. But it wasn't a UFO either.
Okay, I'm all ears. What was it?
It was a downed Libyan jet with a nuclear warhead.
Over U.S. airspace.
They've been picking up low-grade levels of radiation, indicating that the plutonium casing may have cracked. So to avoid mass panic...
You really believe that story?
That story happens to be highly classified.
A highly classified lie. They're searching for someone, Scully.
If they're searching for anyone, it's probably the pilot.
Oh, you think they'd roll out all this material for one Libyan fighter jock? Besides, no human pilot walked away from the wreckage I saw.
Well, maybe he ejected.
Maybe.
You can't be serious.
Well, as long as we're here in beautiful downtown Townsend, why not?
Mulder, the hearing is tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
That gives us 24 hours to investigate.
My assignment is to bring you back, not to help you dig yourself in deeper.
The Last Detail, starring Dana Scully.
What's going on?
Looks like housekeeping hasn't been here yet.
Shh.
shoot! Don't shoot!
Max?
My apologies. Forgive me, please. I'm a curious man. I had to know.
Know what?
If it was really you.
But you don't know me. Last night was the first time we laid eyes on each other.
Not true. We at NICAP have been following your career really closely ever since you became involved with the X-Files.
Following my career? How?
With the Freedom of Information Act. Your travel expenses are a matter of public record. So, this must be the enigmatic Agent Scully.
How did you recognize me?
Well, I saw your picture in a trade publication once, and of course I read your article in Omni about the Gulf Breeze sightings.
I published that under a pseudonym.
M.F. Luter, I know. M.F. Luter's an anagram for F. Mulder. You really didn't think that would fool us, did you?
I didn't think anybody was paying attention.
Somebody's always paying attention, Mr. Mulder.
Amazing.
Amazing? Hardly. Hey, you want to see something amazing? Come with me.
Enigmatic, Dr. Scully.
This is my, right this way. Excuse the mess. Okay. Where's the... Let me turn this off. They're right here. Oh, here they are. Latest crop circle photos from Project Argus. Huh? Your opinion, fact or fraud?
Fraud.
How do you explain the anomalous blisters on the plants?
Well, it's either some unreported weathering effect common to wheat or a systematic reaction by the plant tissue to being lodged in one position.
Well, I see you've read the literature.
I try to keep up.
What about the ones that...
Max, you said you had something to show us.
Oh, yeah. Wolf's Ear 2000. You ever hear of this?
Yeah, Wolf Industries supplies the CIA with all of its surveillance equipment.
State-of-the-art search and intercept, up to 100 channels per second. Currently, I'm jacked into local fire and police departments, cellular phone pathways, and, when the weather's right, sometimes even air traffic control from Whitmarsh Air Force Base.
What have you got, Max?
Mobile unit broadcast in scan mode. Townsend Sheriff's Department, 2 nights ago.
We got a fire off County Road D7, 2 miles west of the Canyon Ridge intersection. Suggest we dispatch fire crews. Over. This is Deputy Rice. Do you copy?
And then, this, 35 minutes later, presumably from the fire crew, reception got wiggy for some reason.
This is Unit 53, man down. Request medevac. I said request medevac. No, you're breaking up. Barely. No, bad. Very bad. Wait a second. What the hell? Charlie, we got a situation here.
We put up a tight net. Yes, sir, every inch of ground is being covered, dug up, squeezed, and sifted. No, sir, it will not get away. Not this time.
This is Dana Scully. We're from the FBI. We'd like to ask you a few questions about your husband.
He's dead. What else is there to know?
I'm sorry about your husband.
Oh, please.
Mrs. Wright, we want to help you.
Then leave me alone.
Why won't you let us help you?
I don't know anything. Understand. They won't even release the body so I can give him a proper burial, okay?
The government can't do that. I'm sure if we appeal to...
No! You can't.
You're entitled to the truth.
I can't afford the truth. They said if I spoke to anyone, they would withhold my husband's pension, and I have a child to take care of.
picking up an extremely high frequency signal, 200,000 megahertz.
Sir.
Target, on the northeast side. Foot speed.
7 miles per hour, sir.
Beta team.
Copy.
Target entering your section from the southwest.
Search and destroy. Repeat. Search and destroy.
Yes, sir. Jackson.
Nothing.
But unless you have a subpoena, I can't discuss patient information.
Does that mean that Jason Wright was your patient?
It means I have nothing more to say about this.
What about to his wife and child, Doctor? Would you have anything to say to them? Because whoever got to you also got to her. They must have made some pretty big threats. What'd they hold over your head? Your medical license? The IRS?
I hate fascists.
Excuse me?
The men who came in here, the way they pushed us all around.
Dr. Oppenheim, tell us about the deputy. You saw him that night, didn't you?
Yes, and three others from a fire crew. They're all DOA with fifth and sixth degree burns to over 90% of their bodies. But they weren't like any burns I've ever seen. And they took the bodies away before we could perform any pathology.
Did you note any cadaveric heat rigor or heat stiffening?
Yes, actually, there was quite a bit of flexion in the limbs. How do you know so much about it?
I did my residency in forensic medicine, so...
Dr. Oppenheim, in your opinion, could those burns have been caused by ionizing radiation?
Well, I hadn't thought. I suppose it's possible if the exposure was sufficiently intense.
Code 5, all available teams and non-essential...
Let's say those men died from radiation exposure. Couldn't it have been from the correct core of a nuclear warhead?
I've read about these kinds of burns, Scully.
Yeah, so have I, in Hiroshima at Ground Zero.
I'm talking about close encounter mortalities. I have a stack of X-files reporting the same clinical results.
Mulder, I don't claim to know all the answers. But if we don't make the OPR inquest by tomorrow morning, there may not be any more X-files.
Here, come on, man. Hold on.
Here, stat. D5, half normal seizure in a 1-2.
Tell us what happened out there.
Whatever happened, Mulder, it has nothing to do with you.
Wrong, Colonel. We both want the same thing, only you want it dead. Can't you see that by chasing it down like an animal, you leave it no choice but to defend itself? How many more people have to die before you rethink your approach?
Are we gonna get anybody from
Listen
IPC
to me, because I'm not wasting another breath on this. If you and your partner aren't out of here in 30 seconds...
Agent Scully stays right here. We're undermanned. She's a medical doctor. She stays. If that's okay with you.
Of course, I...
Doctor, if you don't mind, you just take care of my men and let me do my work, okay?
Outside this emergency room, you can do whatever you want. But in here, I call the shots. Assuming, of course, you want me to take care of you, man.
Get this man out of my sight.
Yes, sir.
Where do I scrub off?
Hey, Fox Mulder. You okay?
What are you doing here?
You were having some kind of seizure.
Seizure? It's impossible.
Get up. You were lying on the floor, unconscious, convulsing.
That's odd. I haven't had an episode in 7 years, not since I went on medication.
Let's get you to the hospital.
No. I mean, it's not necessary.
You sure?
Yeah, I lived with epilepsy all my life. I'm not in any danger. Yeah, it started in South Dakota when I was 10. The doctor said I must have incurred a head injury. I don't remember ever hitting my head.
And when you have a seizure, you have no memory of it?
As a kid, I used to wake up in strange places with no idea where I was, how I got there. So I gotta go to sleep.
All right. Rough night, huh?
It was terrible. We lost all but two. They're still in critical condition on the way to the burn unit at Johns Hopkins.
So what do you think, Scully? What's going on out there?
I don't know. And under other circumstances, I would like to find out, but we have a plane to catch in just over an hour.
I want you to take a look at something first.
What?
Max, there's an unusual incision behind his left ear. I've seen this incision twice before. Two women, 1,000 miles apart. No way of knowing each other, no relation. Both claim to have been abducted by aliens.
Are you saying Max Fennig is an abductee? Mulder, the man is taking powerful antipsychotic drugs. I saw them in his RV.
They're for his epilepsy.
Not all of them. Dilantin is an anticonvulsant, but Meloril is used exclusively to treat schizophrenia. More than likely, Max is delusional.
You don't seem to understand, Scully. Max doesn't believe he was abducted by aliens. I believe he was. Now, could you at least take a look at the scar and give me your medical opinion?
Okay. You pack. I'll take a look at Max on the way to the airport.
Sir, I have flash traffic at 2418. Repeated calls for ID go unanswered, and it's not in the orbital or suborbital inventory.
2418, isn't that where...
Same exact spot, sir. Though I am reading a much larger craft this time.
Meteor, Miss Quartz.
A much larger meteor, sir.
Whitmar's tracking SSC. We have a bug.
Hold on a second. We have a confirm. Whitmarsh Air Force Base is tracking.
Sector 35.
Where is it?
53,000 feet, zero velocity.
Well, sir, the meteor seems to be hovering over a small town in eastern Wisconsin.
We're tracking SSC. We have a bogey. Please confirm.
Mulder, look at this.
Oh, what is that, blood?
Plane, which would at least give you half a chance of defending yourself.
Think about it, Scully. Max is a gypsy. A nomad, right?
Yeah, so what?
So he intercepted Deputy Wright's last call to his dispatcher, which means he was here in Townsend, Wisconsin, the night of the crash. Of all the places he could have been, he was right here. Don't you think that's more than a coincidence? If Max was abducted, that would go a long way to explaining his obsessions. And if we figure that out, you can be sure that Colonel Henderson has as well. Do you have the keys?
Apprehended the target. It's just a civilian.
Negative, Falcon Patrol. Take him with extreme caution.
Why?
It hurts. It hurts.
Max?
It hurts. It hurts. It hurts. Stop it.
Max.
It hurts. Stop it. It hurts.
All right.
Stop it. It hurts. No. No, it's me. They're coming from me. Now I know that's why. That's why they're here to come.
Alpha team, secure the roof.
Hold it right there.
Put your hands up and come with us. Ready on the roof.
Roger, Alpha. Delta team report.
Delta team in position, sir.
What are you doing? You have a very sick man in there.
We're not in the hospital now, Dr. Scully. Omega team report.
Omega team in position.
He's a delusional schizophrenic.
Keep her clear.
Sir, this is Alpha team leader. I'm picking up three forms inside the structure.
Did you say three forms?
That's affirmative. You are proximate to third, approaching from 40 meters.
All teams prepare for go in 30 seconds. Come on. Come on, man.
Come on. Stop.
I'm here to help you.
I'm scared.
I know.
Don't let him take me.
I won't let him take you. Come on, Max. Come with me.
Max! Max!
Indicate only one figure inside the building.
What?
Blow the door.
Thank you.
Go in.
All right, now.
Okay.
Man up.
Look back.
In here.
Here we go.
Where is he? He's gone. They got to him first. They beat us, Colonel. Arrest him.
And keep looking!
Agent Scully, to the best of your knowledge, was Agent Mulder ever assigned to investigate matters related to the evacuation of Townsend, Wisconsin?
No, sir.
At any time, were you aware of his submitting a Form 302 requesting said assignment or travel expenses?
No, sir.
While in Wisconsin, did Agent Mulder drive a blue Ford Taurus registered to the state car rental agency?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Agent Scully.
Sir, request permission to make a statement.
Request denied.
Sir, it's unfair to judge Mulder by the same criteria.
You're dismissed, Agent Scully.
But, sir, I...
That will be all.
You hear that noise, Scully?
Hammer and Nails. They're building a gallows in the town square. Don't worry. It's only a matter of time. I'm surprised I lasted this long.
Good luck.
I'll break a leg.
Insubordination and misconduct. How do you respond to these allegations, Agent Mulder?
Over a dozen men lost their lives, and you want me to respond to issues of protocol?
You failed to obtain proper authorization for your actions.
Because I knew it wouldn't be forthcoming.
You also violated a federal quarantine.
A cover-up was underway.
Exposing yourself and possibly others to toxic contamination.
Oh, toxic contamination. Are we back in that? You read my report. Explain the disappearance of Max Fennec.
Your report is not the subject of this inquiry.
I have further evidence to support my conclusions. X-rays taken while Mr. Fennec was institutionalized show an object lodged in his cerebellum.
That is irrelevant, Agent Mulder.
The man was abducted. We all know it. Everybody in this room knows it.
Colonel Henderson's written testimony states that Fennec's body was found 2 hours later in a cargo container.
Then what can I say? How can I disprove lies that are stamped with an official seal?
That will be all, Mr. Mulder.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there. And no one, no government agency has jurisdiction over the truth.
Countermand our decision. Mulder's conduct was in clear violation, not only of Bureau procedures, but of federal law.
Yes.
I don't understand. The committee's case was airtight. You've ruined the last best chance we had to get rid of him.
I appreciate your frustration, but you and I both know that Mulder's work, his singular passion, poses a most unique dilemma. But his occasional insubordination is, in the end, far less dangerous.
With respect, sir. Less dangerous than what?
Than having him exposed to the wrong people. What he knows. What he thinks he knows. Always keep your friends close, Mr. McGrath. But keep your enemies closer.
This.